It's the 9th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A number of various flood prevention and management groups were on prepared to respond to the needs of the communities across the county following the after effects of Storm Henk. The downpours disrupted transportation networks, stranded motorists who drove into standing water, and inundated properties as a result of rising rivers, requiring a united response. The Bedfordshire Local Reliance Forum, run by Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue, coordinated a number of related teams, including emergency responders and those involved in environmental control. The united strategy helped residents receive the help they needed, and the charities, governmental and community organisations and volunteers have since received praise for their efforts. Workers at Moviento, a medication and medical equipment distributor, have embarked on a five-day strike. The employees of the Kempston facility, which include about 55 pickers and forklift drivers, would like their union Unite to be formally recognised. The company employs about 350 staff locally. 1 million people have signed a petition to rescind the CBE honour from Paula Venables. The post office CEO, who managed an IT issue, demonstrated on ITV's Mr. Bates versus the post office. The scandal involved newly installed and inaccurate software, which caused large financial discrepancies to occur for 550 men and women postmasters. They were accused of stealing money and told to repay missing funds. As a result, many underwent mental stress and others took their own lives. Miss Fennells was a prior governor of the Bedford School and former minister at Bromham's St Owen's Church. The We Are Luton Town podcast presenter Ollie Kay was surprised by the outpouring of support for Hatters captain Tom Lockyer, who suffered a cardiac arrest last month. Mr Kay had a donation goal of £600 for a banner to be held by fans. Instead, £3,000 was raised. The excess will be used to purchase two stadium defibrillators. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.